إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the series of further reminders relating to the acceptance of dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in the ayat related to the month of Ramadan and related to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. I mentioned this ayah on the first day itself with respect to dua and with respect to the conditions of acceptance of dua. So I won't mention that part of this ayah, which is the conditions of acceptance of dua, which are two conditions. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. But I want to mention the first part of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. So let him ask me what he wants and I will give him. So the first condition or the first way of acceptance of dua is to have this sense of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Allah is present in our lives, but it's a question of having the awareness of that. It's like air, we breathe air all the time. But in certain exercises, when you do, you control your breathing. And you say, you breathe through one nostril inwards, inhale through one nostril, and you exhale through the other nostril. So, suddenly you become aware of the, of air. Although you are, obviously we all breathe. I mean, it's not as if you breathe only when you are in that thing. But the question is, when we breathe, what is the awareness of that breathing? And it's the awareness of the breathing which results in whatever benefits that breathing gives us, controlled breathing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, we don't give the example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is also the essence of ihsan, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. He said, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Allah. And though you do not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that He is seeing you. So it is to bring this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in our life. So that's the first condition. Second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to make dua in the Quran itself, in Suratul Maryam. In the opening ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the way that Zakariya alayhi salam made dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nida'an khafiyya. In a small voice, he was standing in his mihrab, in his personal place of salah. So he's not talking about the main, he was not making this dua while leading salah in the masjid, no. He's talking about his mihrab, which is wherever he used to pray, in his own personal place. And then in this mihrab, he asked Allah, he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a small voice, nida'an khafiyya, in a hidden voice. And then what did he say? He mentioned the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentioned the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the three things, small voice, and then he mentioned the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned his own inability, his own weaknesses. He said, oh Allah, I am weak. My bones have become weak. My hair has become white. My wife is past the age of childbearing. And then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something which in human consideration is impossible. Which is to a child, a son, a warith. He said, somebody who will take forward this work of da'wat tabliq, the work of nubuwat, Please give me a son. Now, the very important things to remember in this sequence of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is to ask Allah with humility. The third one is to glorify and mention the magnificence and the greatness and power and khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth one is to talk about your own weakness. And the fifth one, most important, is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not in keeping with your weakness, but in keeping with His strength. Now that is very important, because many times this is where we make a mistake. Because we are so engrossed in this alamul asbab, that we constantly, our mind is bombarded with, for example, if somebody is ill, if they have got, you know, so-called incurable sickness. And I'm saying so-called because all sicknesses, the cure is with Allah. Just because you don't know the cure, I do not know the cure, doesn't mean there is no cure. But this is what the doctors and so on tell us, right? There is no cure. So when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the cure in the mind, in the heart, there are huge doubts. Oh, but I just had a scan, the scan shows this is terminal. I just did this and the doctor said there is no hope. Now if you want to believe the doctor, why did you go to Allah? For what? What is the point? What is the sense of going to Allah? You went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do what nobody can imagine. We are small, our brains are small, our imagination is small. We cannot imagine the khudrat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And this was the way of asking. So Zakariya alayhi salam is not saying, oh Allah, I am weak and so on, give me a young wife and then, you know, give me a child from that. No. I am whatever I am. My wife is whatever she is, but give me a son. How will you get a son? Who cares? Who cares? I don't care. How will you get? That's not my job to find out how I will get. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, if you ask me, then show me a way also how to give this to you? Did Allah say this? No. Allah said, Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. Allah said, ask me. I will give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me and I will give you. He didn't say, ask me and show me how to give you. No. Allah did not say, ask me and then find a way whether it is halal or haram. No. Ask me, I will give you. And this is the way of making dua that is taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And that's why I'm giving you the dalil of the Quran. The method of dua has been taught by whom? By the one who accepts this dua. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. This is how all the Anbiya used to make dua. You take the du'as of the Anbiya in the Quran, they all like this. Asking for the so-called impossible. So we need to get this impossible, you know, word out of our minds. Impossible according to me, impossible according to you, not impossible according to the one who created you and me and everything else. So don't go into that issue. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where our brains stop working. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I can do it, I'll do it myself. Why do I need to ask anybody? We ask because we cannot do. We ask because all our tadbirat are finished. All our plans are finished. All our khudrat is finished. All our taqat and ilm is finished. Then that is where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and that's why the poet of Barbara Winters, which I always, as I mentioned many times before, well, she said some phenomenal thing. She said, when you come to the end of the light of all that you know, and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith, iman, faith is to know that one of two things will happen. There will be something firm to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. You will not be taught how to fly before you come to that point. You will be taught how to fly when you step off into the darkness of the unknown. Because you do that with faith. And that is the essence of dua. The essence of dua is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in keeping with His majesty and grace. And this is what the Anbiya did, this is what the Sahaba did. Abdullah al-Hadrami, and I will end with this, radiallahu anhu, was sent by Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Bahrain. And at Bahrain at that time was under the control of the Persians. So Abdullah al-Hadrami, and this is after Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So this is during the time of, I think it was in the Khilafah of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So Abdullah al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu was sent as the commander of the army to Bahrain. So they reached in what is today the area of Dammam. They reached the sea, and today there is a causeway, there is a bridge between Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. So there is a sea between the two countries. So they reached the sea. The Persians who were in Bahrain, they said, well, how do you come across the sea with boats? And these people have no boats. So they said, just take away the boats. So all the Persian boats which were on this side, they took them away to Bahrain. So there were no boats. Now Abdullah al-Hadrami comes there. They see there is the sea. And then what does he do? He doesn't say, go find some boat, let's make some boats. Yeah, let's make some rafts. No. He turns to his people and he says, is there anyone among you who has committed a major sin? Now, leaving a fard salah deliberately is kufr. It is more than a major sin. Telling a lie is a major sin. Ghibat is a major sin. It's not only eating pork and alcohol or gambling. I'm talking about things which we do routinely without even thinking. He said, is there anyone among you? And he's talking to the whole army. He says, is there anyone among you who has committed a major sin? And if he has committed a major sin, let him make tawbah. And then he said, dismount and pray 2 rakat of salah, nafil, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us across this sea. So they all got off. And they made dua. And then Abdullah Hadrami gave the hukum, gave the command. He said, mount and ride. On what? On water. So they rode. And the historians say that they rode across the waves and the water never came above the hooves of the horse. When they reached the other side, the Persians who were on that side, they saw these soldiers coming riding on the waves. So they said, these are not human, these are jinn or something. We don't know what they are. So they ran away. So there was no battle. The entire army vanished. They disappeared. There was no battle. These people conquered Bahrain. And now see the meaning of faith. Now they have to go back to Medina. When they were coming, there were no boats. So they rode across the waves. Now going back, there are plenty of boats. Because all the boats are on this side. So they have enough and more boats to go. But what do the Sahaba do? Abdullah al-Hadrami gives the command. He says, make dua and ride. And they rode back on the waves. You understand this only when you understand the meaning of taste. The taste of iman. Why will somebody who can ride a horse on the ocean want to ride in a boat? Why would somebody who can fly ever want to walk? The taste of iman. And that is the power of dua. There are, of course, many, many waqiyat of the duas of the Sahaba and the Anbiya and the Awliya. And inshallah, as and when we have time, we will talk about that. But this is enough for today. The conditions of or not conditioned, the way of making dua. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about the times of acceptance and all of this, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to ask Him in a way that pleases Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with those du'as and to accept those du'as. As I mentioned yesterday, one of the things to remember about du'a is not something that you do specifically at a particular time. That also is du'a. But du'a is just to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chalte firte, ya Allah de de, ya Allah de de, ya Allah meri halat dekh, ya Allah de de. Hai Allah de. Kyon de? Main maang raha isliye de. Tu de sakta isliye de. Tere se maanga, ghair se nahi maanga, de. Mere ko nahi dega, kisko dega? Kyon dega dusre ko? Mere ko de. Tere paas kya kami hai? De. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walking, talking, just talk to Allah. And ask Allah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the words that please Him and to accept our du'as. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you everything you ask. And then to give you more from His generosity as a gift. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.